But of course, she can't begin to make fried rice like Florence Williams, Carl's wife. Florence has had more experience than Banap, because Florence was flying rice and flying lice when Banap was a kid going to school. And I'd sure like to sit down in my little kitchen to some fried rice with Flossie Baby. And one of these days, who knows, 4 or 5 months, I'll be doing that. What would you think if a guy had been away for 20 years and only had 4 months to do, 5 months to do? Wouldn't it seem like a short time, 5 months in all those years? Well, I'm conditioning myself to that length of time, and I expect to be able to hold out for 5 months. I hope, anyway, to be able to. I've come to believe that I've come to believe that I'm never going to amount to much, that I'm always going to be a guy that loves one woman. I'm always going to be a guy that wants to roam around the world without any responsibilities. I'm always going to be a guy that don't make much money, but he wants a lot of money, not for money, but for the fact that he has the money, indicating that he's won the game. I always wanted to win the game, and I can't convince myself that the games that I've played so far have all been won. I never lost anything at this stage of life. I'm way ahead of everything. I can't look back and see where I've lost anything. Particularly when I use the Oriental attitude of fatalism, that what happened to me was destined to happen, and that these happenings were for the best because of the future, of the way things turned out. Now, it so happens that people like me are called opportunists. In a way, they take advantage of what happens, and they work themselves into conditions, and then when the condition that they're in appears to be unfavorable, then they work out of it. Now, this takes some kind of doing, but it also makes life a lot more difficult. And we're always sitting around philosophizing like I am right now, instead of sitting talking about something definite in the future. Like when I get out of here, you and I and my dad will go to Florida. Boy, we'll buy one of those Scouts 8-cylinder jobs, and we'll just take off and let the world roll behind us. Or something definite like, yes, I think I'll stay in this program as long as they'll have me, and we will just put our money aside, and we'll do everything we can to be together. We use every kind of means so to be together. Now, that's the kind of positive attitude I'd like to have. Perhaps if I had that attitude and I had something more definite, as it is now, this indefinite and indecision helps me pass the time away because I don't get restless and want to, I don't know what I'm going to do, so I am not too sure. So I'm waiting for the bell to ring until I get in the ring, and then I'll probably plan the attack at the last second. Now, this is all right in a way, I think. I hope it is. It's always been the way that I've done it. So I think it'll be the way that I'll do it. You have always been kind of thankful that I've done it and the way I do it. Sometimes don't give us much to go on. The only thing that I'm disappointed in is the separation, and I feel real bad. I'm getting along all right. I don't bother me too much, but I feel bad about you being alone. And that's a good sign, because that just shows me that old Carly really cares. And I do. And I love you so much. And when I got those packages today, I called Banop and I had him open, and I said, "Look at there, Banop. Bob Williams sent this." And then as we opened them up, and the package of soap was there with your note, "Give this to Banop from Bob Williams." She just smiled and took that run out of here, run out of my room. Like, she said something about Comeo. Comeo's her flunky, I guess. But now I'm going to let Banop speak for herself. And thank you.
Hello, Bà Qua Giam. Chào Bà Qua Giam mạnh giữa. Bà Qua Giam gửi quà cho Bà Ngọc nhiều lắm. Bà Ngọc cảm ơn Bà Qua Giam nhiều. Bà Ngọc chúc Bà Qua Giam sân năm mới được nhiều sức khỏe. Và luôn luôn. À, xa đây Bà Ngọc cảm ơn Bà Qua Giam và mấy cha mấy em đều cảm ơn Bà Qua Giam nhiều. Hết chung Qua Giam.
There now, you've been thanked for the soap, and she's going to send you a gift too. That's our little envelope speaking to you. When I came home about 4 to make that jello, two of the boys came over to the house, and they brought me a big plaque. You know the one that I sent home with the two sad-eyed cranes on it? Well, this is like that, only it's a bigger one, and it shows an old Chinese gentleman being given a gift of a lotus bud by a Chinese youth, young fellow, dressed in Chinese, and the Chinese old man has a long flowing beard, and the staff, and the deer is there, and the birds in the air, and symbols of health and wealth and prosperity. There's a pear hanging on a tree, and they say there's a deer there. These are all symbolic. And these Vietnamese kids, young people, I guess they're 22, 3, gave it to me, kind of symbolic of a father to the young. They think I'm their father. They treat them like my own children, they say. Only when I take their overtime away from them, they don't think I'm their children. But anyway, it approaches Tet, and this tape will probably not get to you till after Tet, since Tet, well, it might be right on the money. It's most the change of the year is the 17th, I think, on next Monday, so you might have it. I'll get it in the mail tonight, and I send my love to you, baby, and tell you that as this tape nears an end, that happy Tet to you and to Cindy and to my people, and I hope that This next year will bring much of everything to us, to you and I. I'm sure it will to me, because I've got the whole world being handed me on a platter, and a beautiful and lovely and sweet woman to help me share it in my life. And so I'm bidding you adieu, baby, with a big love in my heart on the 12th of February, and sending you my Valentine right here. And here's a kiss, and here's a big smile, and a pat on the popo. Take care of yourself, and tell my little dog hello, and I'll tell her hello. Hello, Cindy. Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Come on, listen to Carly. Come on. Cindy. Here. Here. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up. Is she sitting up? Well, I sure appreciated the package, honey. I sure did. I like these shoes, too, boy. And I like everything about you that is. And I hope that this tape makes you real happy today when you listen to it, and that you have many...